1 Samuel chapter 3. And the child Samuel ministered to the Lord, Jehovah, before Eli. And the word of the Lord, Jehovah, was precious in those days, there was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli laid down in his place, and his eyes began to grow dim, that he could not see. And when the lamp of God went out in the temple, tabernacle, tent of the Lord, Jehovah, where the ark of God was, and Samuel laid down to sleep, that the Lord, Jehovah, called Samuel. And he answered, Here I am. And he ran to Eli, and said, Here I am. Because you called me. And he, Eli, said, I did not call. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord, Jehovah, called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli, and said, Here I am. Because you called me. And he answered, I did not call, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, Jehovah, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord, Jehovah, called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli, and said, Here I am. Because you did call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord, Jehovah, had called the child. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, Go, lie down. And it shall be, if he calls you, that you shall say, Speak, Lord Jehovah. Because your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord Jehovah came, and stood, and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak. Because your servant is listening. And the Lord Jehovah said to Samuel, Indeed. I will do a thing in Israel, that will cause both the ears of everyone who hears it to tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. Because I have told him that I will judge his house forever because of the sin which he knows. Because his sons made themselves evil, and he did not restrain them. And therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli, that the sin of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. And Samuel lay until the morning, and opened the doors of the house of the Lord, Jehovah. And Samuel was afraid to tell Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel, and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, Here I am. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord, Jehovah, has said to you? I ask you not to hide it from me. God do so to you, and more also, if you hide anything from me of all the things that he said to you. And Samuel told him every bit, and hid nothing from him. And he said, It is the Lord, Jehovah. Let him do what seems good to him. And Samuel grew, and the Lord, Jehovah, was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord, Jehovah. And the Lord, Jehovah, appeared again in Shiloh. Because the Lord, Jehovah, revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord, Jehovah.